Republicans Celebrate After Winning Mayoral Race in Hispanic-Majority Texas Community. By Hannah Blow on June 7, 2021. Republicans are celebrating after winning a mayoral race in the Hispanic-majority community of McAllen, Texas, causing a ripple of unease among Democrats, many of whom have been hoping to paint the Lone Star State blue. Javier Villalobos, McAllen City Commissioner and former chair of the Hidalgo County GOP, defeated his challenger, Veronica Whitaker, in the narrow mayoral race by just over 200 votes, 4,744 votes to her 4,538 votes. Former Trump 2020 campaign adviser Steve Cortez celebrated the win as a victory for America First principles, which have been embraced by the Hispanic community. Amazing news. McAllen, Texas is a major border town of 140,000 people. 85% Hispanic, and just elected a Republican mayor. The macro realignment accelerates in South Texas and elsewhere, as Hispanics rally to America First. Strong borders, economic nationalism, pro-police, he exclaimed. RNC spokesman Nathan Brand also celebrated the victory as a big win for Republicans tonight in a border community. Biden's border crisis has real-world ramifications for communities across the country, especially in cities like McAllen, he wrote. Texas Governor Greg Abbott also acknowledged Villalobos' victory, calling him a proven leader who cares deeply about the people of the Rio Grande Valley. "Congratulations on becoming the next mayor of McAllen," he said. More. The win, however, caused a ripple of unease among Democrats. Sawyer Hackett, executive director of Julian Castro's People First Future, warned, "A GOP county chair just won a race for mayor of McAllen, Texas, a city that's 85% Latino. Hillary won the county by 40 points. If the Democratic Party doesn't get serious about Latino outreach, we're in big trouble," he cautioned. John Markhaug, a Democrat, agreed. "So Republicans won the McAllen and Fort Worth mayor's races," he observed. "Someone tell me again how we should stick with our current progressive message and strategy in Texas and not try to appeal to conservative/moderate voter." The news comes as Biden's border crisis continues to percolate as Vice President Kamala Harris, whom Biden tasked with handling the issue, seemingly avoids the emerging humanitarian crisis. "I've asked her, the VP, today, because she's the most qualified person to do it. To lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help, are going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border," Biden said on March 24. Some speculate this is due to deep-seated fears that being linked to the border crisis could make her a scapegoat for Republicans for all the problems at the border, potentially hurting her chances to become president, as Breitbart News reported. Villalobos' victory also follows former President Donald Trump's strong showing with Hispanic voters in the 2020 presidential election, with support surging across Hispanic communities.